Hello, this is Adriana from Medford Research. How are you doing today?
From what?
From Medford Research. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm glad to hear that. I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. Well, we're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Do you have a quick moment of your time to help us? I will do it as quickly as possible for you.
All right.
Let me start by asking, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Two.
Okay, thank you.
Eight, I'm 14.
Thank you so much.
Wait a minute, who is this?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that to me?
Mm-hmm. What study?
What is your age? I'm sorry.
What is my age?
That's right.
Where are you calling from again?
Oh, I'm calling from Metro Research.
Metro Research.
That's right.
Well, how did you get my number?
Oh, actually, it was randomly chosen. I just wanted to know your opinion about this issue. It's going to be quickly.
I'm not telling you any more personal information. What else you want to know?
Oh, actually, your opinion is confidential, so don't worry for that.
It doesn't matter if it's confidential. People try to get people's information and come over to the country and stuff and say they live with them. And no, I can't give you any information, but I can answer a question. But I'm not telling you how old I am.
Sure, no problem. Okay, the next question will be, I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when you get to your category, okay? 18 to 20 years old. 30 to 34 years old, 35 to 39 years old, 40 to 44 years old, 45 to 49 years old, 50 to 59 years old, or more than 60.
Okay.
Thank you so much. How do you describe your gender? As a man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Woman.
How would you describe your race? White, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, Native American or Alaskan Native?
Black.
Thank you so much. What grades are your children currently in? Kindergarten, first grade, second, third, fourth?
Fourth and tenth.
Thank you so much. Let me see here. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or
the first one.
A public school?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Let me see. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for a trade of occupation. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. You mentioned you have a child in 10th grade, right? The following several questions will be about the child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school where your 10th grade child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school.
Yeah, the first one.
Thank you so much. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 10th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school experience, such as communication, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your 10th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
I don't know what you said.
I'm sorry. Let me repeat it. Students are often graded on the quality of the work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 10th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of a school experience, such as communication, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your 10th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
Too early to tell.
Thank you so much. When thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors would be most important to you?
Huh? Where is it?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it for me?
Oh, what did you say?
Oh, yeah, let me repeat it. When thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors would be most important to you?
What structure?
The structure?
What did you say? What structure?
No. Okay, let me repeat it again. When thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factors would be most important for you?
I don't understand.
Just what factors will be most important to you about a grade for your child's school?
A grade?
Mm-hmm.
A's and B's.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, the next question will be, to the best of your knowledge, is your 10th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yeah.
Thank you. How about in terms of math? Is your 10th grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group? Thank you. Does your 10th grade child have a individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
Yeah.
Thank you. Does your 10th grade child receive services for English language learners sometimes?
No.
No. Thank you. Thinking about your 10th grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. How much have you discussed your 10th grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them?
What did you say?
Oh, okay. How much have you discussed your 10th grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? For example, a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
A little.
Thank you so much. Which one of the following do you think your 10th grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? For example, begin an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, enter the workforce, or something else?
Bachelor's.
Thank you so much. How well is your 10th grade child's school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Very well, thank you. What would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
Huh? Say it again.
Let me read it for you. What would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their high school goals?
You know what's been done with them?
I just got it.
That's the problem with them.
What do you mean? I just went and got the tick stuff. Hello?
Hello, do you hear me, man? Yeah, I'm going to repeat the question. We are almost finished. Don't worry. What would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve
their
high school goal?
College.
Thank you so much. Next, you said your 10th grade child would most like to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Oh, very confident.
Very confident, thank you so much. When thinking about the possibility of your 10th grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? For example, the cost of books, major concern, minor concern, not a concern.
Not a concern.
Thank you. The cost of applying to college?
Huh?
The cost of applying to college, major concern, minor concern, or not all concern?
Minor concern.
Thank you. Total tuition cost, major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
Say it again.
Yeah. Total tuition cost, major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
Not a concern.
Thank you. The cost of room and board, major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
Not a concern.
Thank you so much. Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody? Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
Say it again.
Yeah, do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly, for example, everybody, for most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
Some people.
Will be most people or some people?
Most people.
Thank you. As you may know, vocational, technical, or vocational programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your 10th grade child's school offer vocational training?
No.
Thank you so much. Do you think vocational technical programs in your 10th grade child's school will benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
Yeah.
Thank you. Would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your 10th grade child after they finish high school?
Yeah.
Would you consider, might or might not consider, or would not consider?
Say it again. Would I consider what?
Would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your 10th grade child after they finish high school?
No. I'm gonna straighten it.
Thank you so much. What would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your 10th grade child?
This is taking too long.
We are almost finished, ma'am.
I don't know what you said just now.
We are almost finished. Just allow me a few minutes more.
All right.
What would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your 10th grade child?
College.
Thank you so much. One more minute here. Okay, next question. In thinking about those high school plans for your 10th grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? How about family members? Do you consider very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat, because I don't know what you said.
Oh, family members. Family members, would you consider as someone important?
Yeah.
Thank you. Guidance, counselors?
Yeah.
Will be very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not
very
at all
important.
Thank you so much. College prep programs, very important, somewhat important, not too important.
Yeah, not very important.
Very important. Thank you. Teachers.
Also somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay. Friends and peers plan. Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important.
Huh?
Would be friends and peers plan.
Friends and peers what?
Friends and peers plan.
Friends and peers?
Yeah, friends and peers plan.
Plan? Plan what?
Friends and peers plans, do you consider very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Your influence as a parent, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. How well is your 10th grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Very well. Somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Thank you. Which opportunities, if any, does your 10th grade child high school offer? For example, advanced placement or international baccalaureate courses, dual enrollment courses, early college courses, work-based learning or internship opportunity.
Very.
I'm sorry. Did you hear me?
Yeah. What did you say?
I'm going to repeat the question and the options, okay? Opportunities, if any, does your 10th grade child's high school offer? For example, advanced placement or international baccalaureate courses, dual enrollment courses, early college courses, work-based learning or internship opportunities.
Workplace learning.
Thank you so much. Has your 10th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not?
All right.
Hello?
Hello? No.
Has your 10th grade child... I'm going to repeat the question, okay? Your 10th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Has your 10th grade child taken any courses that offer college credits while in high school?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following career development activities has your 10th grade child participated in while in high school? For example, career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internships, or co-op programs? No one of the above.
Say it again.
Okay, the options, I'm going to repeat the question with the options. Which of the following career development activities has your 10th grade child participated in while in high school? For example, career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internships, or co-op program, or no one of the above?
I just don't understand what you just said.
So I'm going to repeat again. The options are career first, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internship, or co-op program. No one of the above.
I didn't feel strong enough to recover. More people than just myself will be
taken accountable.
I don't know, the second one. Job shadowing opportunity?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. To the best of your knowledge, does your 10th grade child identify as LGBTQAI plus or not?
What? LGBT?
LGBTQ?
Hell no.
I'm sorry, let me see here.
Hell no, my son's ain't gay.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home? What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English?
Yes.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you so much. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just to stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25 to less than $50,000, $50 to less than $75,000, seventy-five to less than 100,000, 100 to less than 150,000.
Less than all that.
I'm sorry?
Lesser than all that.
Okay, thank you. Finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
02121.
Thank you so much. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. You will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
No.
Thank you. Would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
No.
Thank you.
Especially not if I'm not getting paid for it.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Have a nice
day. You're welcome. You as well.
Bye-bye.